Hello, and welcome everyone to Stand By Me's weekly podcast series. Stand By Me is a partnership between the United Way of Delaware and the State of Delaware that offers free one-on-one support to Delawareans who want to understand more about their money, make good financial decisions, and achieve their financial goals. Today we're joined by Minaj Phillip and Myrna Jenkins, two coaches with the Stand By Me program. Could you each introduce yourselves and talk a little bit about your role with the program?
I am Myrna Jenkins. I am a personal financial coach with the Stand By Me Home program. So the we have different initiatives within the Stand By Me program, and I work to help people get ready to get pre-approved for a home.
My name is Minaj Phillip, and I'm a financial coach employed by the West End Neighborhood House, and I'm a coach at ChristianaCare Health System. So I've been a coach at ChristianaCare for the last 5 years. And so I predominantly meet with clients at the Stanton or Newark site, as well as the Wilmington site or Wilmington Hospital.
The Stand By Me program serves a unique need to help Delawareans improve their financial health and well-being. What do you find are some of the most common challenges that face your customers that you work with?
For me, I work with hospital staff. So that means physicians, nurses, pharmacists, and also just, you know, managers, et cetera, people that work for the cafeteria, you know, all sorts of jobs. The overwhelming challenge that they have are student loans. Okay. So a big issue for ChristianaCare employees are student loans and having heavy student loans, medical school loans, pharmacy school loans, et cetera. And trying to figure out how to pay that back in a reasonable amount of time while still being able to have food with their meals, you know, because, sure. You know, the monthly payment is really high. And so we have to discuss their repayment options regarding federal student loans, repayment options regarding private student loans, work on a budget so they can afford to pay for all the other things that they have in their lives, save for retirement and all those things. So, you know, like most financial coaches, I help people with all sorts of challenges and you know, goals. But at ChristianaCare, specifically, one of the most overwhelming challenges that people have are student loans.
So my population is a little bit different. I work with anyone that wants to buy a house. So there is no income cap on it. So I can have anyone making from, you know, $20,000 to, you know, six figures as well. But I would say the most common challenge would be budgeting. Just people just figuring out how to manage the money that they have, covering their basic expenses. And if they do make enough, like, where does that money go?
Let's talk about the nature of your relationship with your customers. Can you give us some examples of how you work with them and assist them with their unique situations in each case?
I have a deeply personal relationship with my clients. So it starts off with, you know, when they initially sign up for an appointment, they complete the intake form, and that gives me a really good idea of where they are, how much money they've saved recently, what their credit score is, what challenges they might have, what some of their goals are, et cetera. So even before I meet with them, I have a really good snapshot of their financial situation. And then we have our initial consultation that can be in person or nowadays it's via Zoom, or it could be a phone consultation or even an email exchange, depending on their needs. But, you know, we go through a really in-depth analysis of where they are, what their goals are, fears and concerns, et cetera. And then we work on their individual goals. You know, if it's budgeting, we create a budget. If it's learning how to improve their credit profile, then we pull their credit report and we discuss things that they can do to improve their credit. And then afterwards, I follow up with them typically every 30 days to see how things are going and if they've been achieving the goals that they've set for themselves. So the relationship is really engaging. It's personal. They frequently reach out to me first, you know, to let me know of successes that they have or challenges that they've had. And so it's an ongoing relationship with my clients.
I feel like you have to have a good relationship with the with the clients or the customers that you serve, just because talking about finance is such a personal, sensitive topic for most people. So sure. In order for them to really open up and tell you what's really going on, they have to trust you. So I think that just in the long term, they have to, you have to have a good, deep, trusting relationship with one another.
Let's talk about saving money. And why is saving money such an important part of individual and family financial planning?
So I think that it's just life happens, right? So I think that it's one of those things that you just always need to be prepared for anything that may happen. So always prepare for what they say, like that rainy day. Whether it is when you're, you know, purchasing a home that you're preparing that something doesn't work, your stove, you just put the house in, stove just broke, or, you know, or there's renovations that you want to happen. But, and especially in a situation like this where this crisis happened that none of us were expecting, it's just so important to have that security fund where you can have that cushion to at least count on.
You know, the biggest thing that we financial coaches want to work with regards to our clients is changing or helping them to change their perspective or mindset regarding money. And so an example is, just because you have it doesn't mean you have to spend it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, in our culture, there are so many ways to spend money. You can eat out, you can schedule a vacation, you can buy stuff on Amazon, which people have been doing during the quarantine, you know, all sorts of things. And so we have to help our clients look at money differently and say, just because I've earned it doesn't mean I have to spend it. Allocating it for a future purpose or for a rainy day or for savings is equally important, if not more important, than some of my immediate needs. And so it's helping clients prioritize the future for anything that can happen. You know, we commonly use the things like your car breaks down or one of your appliances breaks down or you want to buy a house. But, you know, history has just shown us that we could have a pandemic. Mm-hmm. And no one knew that was coming.
Yeah.
And so if you have money set aside for any type of emergency, you will be covered at least for a short period of time until you can have, you know, some other preparations by saving for the future instead of spending it today. In fact, you can, in many cases, have a much better experience or be able to do even better things in the future than if you were to spend the money today. So it's helping them see that, opening their eyes to that potential.
But then there's a whole lot of Delawareans that have difficulty looking past their day-to-day expenses. How do you handle that? What are some of the ways you help those individuals develop strategies to begin a plan for savings and to maximize what they can save?
For me, I always have them always, you know, say pay yourself, right? So normally after your fixed expenses, so after you look at, when you're looking at a budget, you look at your rent, utilities, car payments, anything that is just that you know that you have to pay on a monthly basis, what afterwards is, you know, is something that you're able to like get rid of or reduce, whether it's the coffees, you know, clothing allowance that you may have, like alcohol. It's just, there's a lot of other things that that most people, and I'm not going to say all, because there are some exceptions that they really don't have any money at all left over. But some people do have the flexibility to cut something out, whether, like Minaj had said earlier, like eating out. But paying yourself, it definitely has to be one of the main priorities.
One of the things we experience with clients is discussing the B word, you know, mm-hmm. and the B word is budget.
Yeah.
People have this adverse relationship to that word. They feel like it restricts them, it controls them, it stops them from living their best life. But budget is simply a plan that helps you pay for everything that's important to you. So it's helping our clients understand that a budget is not this preconceived notion of what you should spend your money on. Rather, it's a plan to help them plan their finances in such a way where they can pay for all the things that are important to them. We help our clients achieve this mindset and this goal by telling them upfront, listen, as a coach, I'm not going to tell you what to spend your money on. I'm not going to say that your mortgage or your rent should only be this much or this proportion of your income, et cetera, or you shouldn't subscribe to Netflix and Hulu. You should only do one, you know. So let's put all the things that are important to you on this budget and all the things that are required, like housing and food and transportation, and let's figure out a way to pay for all this stuff and also save for the future.
So let's jump into some success stories. I'm sure that with the amount of people that you've each worked with, that you've got some examples of someone who had, you know, pretty big goals, and working with you and your coaching has been able to achieve them.
My clients have achieved some really great successes. I've been a coach since 2013, so the last 7 years, but the last 5 years has been at ChristianaCare. So specifically regarding ChristianaCare employees, they have achieved some amazing things. They have bought homes. They have sold homes. They have increased their 403B contributions every year. They have increased their credit profiles or credit scores by many points individually. They've increased their savings. They've paid off their debt. They've got into income-driven repayment on their federal student loans. They're working towards public service loan forgiveness, many of them. They have refinanced private student loans. They have stuck with their budget. So there are very, really, really cool success stories that my clients have had on the micro level. And then on the macro level, it's just, you know, every month we're seeing as a whole, the client financial pictures are improving month over month.
I mainly focus on people that want to buy homes. So that's a huge success when they're actually able to purchase their first home. So that requires a lot of discipline on their end, because it, you know, first they have to pay, a lot of times they have to pay down debt, and then they need to go into ideally talking to a lender or a housing counselor with some savings. So for them, buying a home is a huge accomplishment.
Talk a little bit about what they express to you as their experience of achieving those goals, because you're not doing the work for them. They're doing the work. You're helping them to do the work. But I've got to imagine that that's an incredibly rewarding feeling of accomplishment once they get to that goal that they've worked so hard for.
When a person has hope, they can achieve a lot of things. And when they have hope, they surprise themselves with how much they can achieve and how much they can do. And as coaches, we try our best to give our clients hope that your situation can change, that it won't just be the same thing next year as it is now. And so our clients, or at least my clients, have been really excited about the goals that they've achieved. You know, they have frequently come to me and said, "Hey, Minaj, I achieved this, or I paid off this debt, or I refinanced this credit card, or refinanced this debt." And they are, and then they spread the news. They tell other people about Stand By Me, and they brag about me to their colleagues and friends. So it's really cool to see the excitement and to hear the excitement of people regarding achieving their goals.
I just always remind them, like you said before, it's their accomplishments. We literally just set a guide of what to do. But at the end of the day, it was their work. You know, they were the ones that chose not to go to dinner and instead pay this bill. They were the ones that, you know, chose not to give up coffee and put that money towards savings. When they really do realize you did this, like, congratulations. There, I think that it's like, wow, I did do this. Like, so I think we also just push them to realize that they can do a lot more things, that not necessarily just financial, but it's, you know, or if they do have another financial goal, you know, if their first one was to take care of past debt that they have, but their next goal is to get a house. They just know that they can do it if they really put the work into it. And just like Minaj says, just getting all the stories, the messages from them, it's definitely amazing.
I really appreciate both of you spending your time with us today on this episode. And thank you for your commitment to really helping on a one-on-one basis the lives and financial health of so many Delawareans.
Awesome. Thank you so much for the opportunity.
Yes, thank you so much.
For more information, visit www.standbyme.org or facebook.com/standbymedelaware. If you are in need of emergency food assistance, Delaware 211 is the state's referral hotline. Dial 211 or 1-800-560-3372 or text 898-211 or visit www.delaware211.org.